Gewalt. Wie können wir unseren Kindern, unseren kleinen Kindern am besten die Botschaft von Eck beibringen?
How can we best teach our small children the teachings of Eck?
There are a number of ways to do it. We're developing our culture, but you can also chant Hugh or one of the names of God with your children. And this, of course, you can read to them, if they're a little older, a page or two at night of a book. You can also go to a library and get something colorful, such as the Tintin series of books. You may, I don't know how you translate it, Tintin is different in different languages. But explain the Eck principles that you find happening in the story as you see them. You can say about the principle of cause and effect, karma. You can say, oh, see, the bad guy did this, and now see what happened to him. Or if someone put out a positive thought in the story, and you can see or point out to the child how his thought was important before to lead him through the obstacles till he finally reached his goal. Does that help? Okay. With the children, there's a lot we can do as initiates to talk to the children, tell them the stories of the Eck Masters in very simple way. A small child of four might sit still for three sentences. That's enough. When they get six, maybe condense the stories to 2 minutes. And like this, they'll find it helpful. Okay? The duty of a parent is to show the child how to follow the path of Eck and also make his own way in this life. Because we're on the path of Eck, we do not allow our children to run undisciplined. So that when you sit in a restaurant and you're sitting in a chair and the child from another family behind you has got his soup and a spoon and he's busy putting it all over you, and the parents are very proud and they say of their child, "Isn't he free?" We have to teach freedom with responsibility.